I met with the residents at Sleaze Knot. They were raising their concerns about the back lanes and how they were being used. There was an assault in the area in the last couple of weeks where a young person got badly beat up. And then the next day, young children playing found a 10-inch knife in the back lanes. It's an area that's been well looked after, a very good residents association. And they have a number of back lanes which are gated for the protection of the residents there, and there's one now that just needs to be finished and a final gate put on it, and I think that will go a long way to reassure the residents in the estate, and I look forward now to meeting with the council officials and indeed the residents and seeing how we can improve safety and just the general upkeep of the Sleaze Knot estate.
And as you say, these are fundamentally good areas, and the discovery of a knife and assaults and so on are aberrations and don't really reflect the reality of that community on the ground.
No, they certainly don't. It's a well-settled community, Sleaze Knot. I lived in it for a long number of years myself. They're all good people about there, but unfortunately it's an estate that's used by a thoroughfare, people going in through and, you know, going to various locations in the town and shops around the area. Certainly no blight on the people there, and as I say, the residents association have been working for years, and the upkeep of the estate, it looked really well, especially coming in this time of the summer. We give that help and assistance to those who try their best to help themselves, then, you know, that's something that council should be doing.